From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best. For today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomes Abu Dhabi Crown Prince at Soekarno-Hatta Airport. Indonesia, Britain, and Australia discuss air cargo security. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed the arrival of Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Indonesia on Wednesday morning, July 24, at the Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Tangerang. Accompanied the President Joko Widodo was Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi and Energy and Natural Resource Minister Ignatius Jonan. Previously in 2015, the Indonesian president was warmly welcomed by the Deputy Supreme Commander of the United Arab Emirates Armed Forces after he arrived at the airport during his state visit to the country. The president and Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, boarding the same car, departed to Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java. Before heading to Bogor for a bilateral meeting, the president invited the Crown Prince to go sightseeing Jakarta City. The last state visit of President United Arab Emirates was held 29 years ago in 1990. Indonesia, Britain, and Australia, along with the International Air Transportation Association, has held a workshop to discuss the effort to increase air cargo security in Tarakan, North Kalimantan Province, since Monday, July 22. The workshop is expected to provide positive inputs to improve airborne cargo and the postal security system in Indonesia. It was stated by Director General of Air Transportation of the Indonesian Transportation Ministry, Polana Pramesti, in his written statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday, July 23. Escorted by Antara, Polana pointed out that in addition to strengthening the regulation of airborne cargo transport, the workshop is aimed at enhancing cooperation between Indonesia and other countries in the aviation industry, as well as keeping Indonesia abreast with the latest development of aviation technology. Among of the issues discussed at the workshop include standard and recommended practices related to the responsibility for air cargo and postal security against unlawful acts in accordance with the International Civil Aviation Organization, Annex 17, concerning flight safety. Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture Arman Sulaiman was welcomed by Argentinian President Mauricio Macri at the Argentinian Presidential Palace in Buenos Aires on Monday in a bid to continue the discussion on the agreement of fruit export between the two countries. On the occasion, the Argentinian government agreed that Indonesia could export tropical fruits such as mango, banana, mangosteen, pineapple, and salak fruit to the country. In addition to exporting the tropical fruits, the Argentinian government also called on the Indonesian government to enhance the volume of crude palm oil, CPO, export to Argentina so that Indonesia's CPO market will develop in the Argentinian market. Minister Amran Sulaiman, in his press release received on Tuesday, July 23, stated that the export access was given by Argentinian President Mauricio Macri. Minister Amran explained that his side would utilize the opportunity given by the Argentinian government, thus the welfare of Indonesian farmers would improve. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arief Yahya hopes that Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara NTT can be a premium ecotourism destination. It was stated in his press release received in Jakarta on Tuesday, July 23. Minister Arief Yahya also hoped that the Komodo Airport could be an international airport in a bid to support the accessibility to the destination. In addition, he hoped that Labuan Bajo would soon have an integrated tourism master plan to realize the amenity of tourism in the destination. It was remarked by Minister Arief Yahya when opening the international boxing tournament of the 23rd President's Cup in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara on Monday. The minister pointed out that three aspects, namely attraction, accessibility, and amenity, must be improved in a bid to establish Labuan Bajo as a premium tourism destination. In a bid to fulfill the requirement, the Indonesian government has developed facilities to support the accessibility of tourists to the destination and increased the status of the Komodo International Airport to be an international airport. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. The Indonesian Ministry of Industry keeps boosting the productivity of manufacturing industry so that in a bid to expand the export market. In addition to encouraging the growth of manufacturing industry, the ministry also encourages the strengthening of upstream industry so that the contribution of manufacturing industry for the national economic growth would keep increasing. Industry Minister Airlangga Hartarto explained in his press release received in Jakarta on Tuesday, July 24, said that in the first quarter of 2019, manufacturing sector contributed 20.07% to the gross domestic product, GDP. In a bid to develop the contribution as well as the performance of the industry to bolster the national economy, the Industry Ministry has implemented a number of efforts such as improving the quality of human resources, creating innovation, conducting research and development, as well as developing labor-intensive and export-oriented industry. The Indonesian government is determined to optimally utilizing the opportunity of being the official partner of the biggest annual industrial technology exhibition named Hannover Messe 2020, which is slated to be held on April 20-24, 2020. Director General of Resilience, Regional and Industrial Access at the Ministry of Industry, Dodi Rahadi, in his press release received in Jakarta on Tuesday, pointed out that Indonesia's participation in the international exhibition would promote Indonesia at the event. In addition, Dodi expounded that by participating at the Hannover Messe 2020, Indonesia could introduce the roadmap of making Indonesia 4.0, which has been concepted by President Joko Widodo. Furthermore, Indonesia's participation in the exhibition will also enhance investments in the sector of manufacture and digital infrastructure development in Indonesia. The last item. State train manufacturer PT Industri Kereta Api Inka sent 26 carriages to Chittagong Port, Bangladesh, as part of the ongoing cooperation between the two countries. The carriages were dispatched via Jamrut 2 terminal at the Tanjung Perak Port in Surabaya, East Java. Escorted by Antara, President Director of PT Inka Budi Noviantoro in Surabaya on Tuesday explained that the 26 carriages are scheduled to arrive in Bangladesh in the beginning of August 2019. Budi Noviantoro pointed out that this time, the shipment is part of the train shipment for the Mirror Coach or MG type with a total order of 200 trains while the remaining 174 are targeted for delivery before the end of 2019. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on Boris Johnson and the Brexit crisis. Britain has a new prime minister amid controversy over the way the country is out of the European Union or Brexit. After winning the internal election, chair of the Conservative Party, Boris Johnson, in accordance with the parliamentary system, took office as prime minister. Before officially occupying his new position, Boris Johnson will be installed by Queen Elizabeth as head of the state. In the Conservative Party chair's internal election Tuesday, July the 23rd, Boris Johnson won a 66.4% vote to beat his rival Jeremy Hunt, who is serving as foreign minister. After the election results were announced, Jeremy Hunt immediately congratulated Boris Johnson on the victory. Congratulations were also conveyed by Theresa May, who resigned from the position of prime minister some time ago. In his victory speech, as broadcast by the BBC, Boris Johnson promised to take immediate action regarding the exit of Britain from the European Union, popularly called Brexit. Boris Johnson, who was once the mayor of London, stressed that Brexit will be completed by October the 31st. The Conservative Party politician also believes that he will be able to defeat opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn of the Labour Party and restore the glory of Great Britain. The election of Boris Johnson as British Prime Minister immediately received responses from the United States and Iran. In his congratulation message, President Donald Trump believes Boris Johnson will succeed. Previously, Trump did provide support to Boris Johnson. From Tehran, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif stated that Iran did not want to extend confrontation with Britain. The Iranian Revolutionary Guards last week held the British flagged a Stena Impero supertanker. This problem is still unresolved because it involves other parties such as the United States and its allies. It is very possible that the new British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will concentrate on the issue of Brexit first to pursue the October 31st deadline. The political crisis that could threaten the UK economy after the referendum that caused Britain to leave the European Union must be resolved immediately. Regarding Brexit, Boris Johnson was determined to immediately execute it with or without any agreement. Boris Johnson's stance had previously invited protests from the Conservative Party, which he now leads. The Conservative Party considers that if Britain has to leave the European Union without an agreement or no-deal exit, it is feared there will be chaos, not only in politics but also economically and socially. The British people are now awaiting steps to be taken by Boris Johnson, who has long been known as a controversial figure. Well, that was commentary today on Boris Johnson and the Brexit crisis. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world. Today in history, I'll begin with July the 24th, 1911. The city of Machu Picchu is discovered. Machu Picchu is the location of the Inca royal ruins located in the mountainous region at an altitude of about 2,350 meters above sea level. Machu Picchu was discovered by a professor from Yale University, America, Hiram Bingham, on July 24, 1911. Built around 1450, it was abandoned 100 years later when the Spaniards succeeded in conquering the Kingdom of Inca. This site was rediscovered by an archaeologist from Yale University, Hiram Bingham III, in 1911. Since then, Machu Picchu has become an attractive tourist attraction for local and foreign tourists. Turning to July 24, 1923, the Lausanne Agreement is signed. The Lausanne Agreement was a peace agreement signed in Lausanne, Switzerland on July 24, 1923. The agreement officially ended the conflict between the Ottoman and Allied Caliphates of the British Empire, the French Republic, the Kingdoms of Italy and the Japanese Empire, the Kingdom of Greece and the Kingdom of Romania since the commencement of World War I. The agreement was ratified by Turkey on August 23, 1923, Greece in 1923 too, Italy in 1924, Japan in 1924, and United Kingdom in 1924. I'll conclude with July 24, 1969, Apollo 11 returned to Earth. Apollo 11 was the first manned space mission to successfully bring humans to the moon and return safely. Apollo 11 is one of the NASA projects. It was launched on July 16, 1969, using a Saturn V rocket and arrived on the moon on July the 20th of the same year. On landing on the moon, the spacecraft was manned by Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, and Michael Collins. Apollo returned to Earth on July the 24th, 1969, and landed in the Pacific Ocean. Well, that was Today in History, over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ada cinta yang sejati, ada sayang yang abadi. Walau kau masih memikirkannya, aku masih berharap kau milikku. Sejauh ku jauh aku pergi, rinduku kamu. Masihkah hatimu aku, meski ada hati yang lain? Ada cinta yang sejati, ada sayang yang abadi. Walau kau masih memikirkannya, aku masih berharap kau milikku. Andai harus terpisahkan, mungkin Walau kau masih memikirkannya, aku masih berharap. Masih berharap kau untukku.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia, titled Digital Talent Scholarship Program Participants, recorded in Communication and Information Ministry's database. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudiantara said, the participants of Digital Talent Scholarship Program will be included into the ministry's database to help companies in seeking for skilled workers, especially digital skills. Minister Rudiantara in Makassar last Tuesday said, the program that began in 2018 kept focusing on creating skilled manpower by accommodating 1,000 participants with scholarship. This year, the program is expanded by accepting 25,000 participants. They are trained intensively to master hard skill and soft skill according to specialization in artificial intelligence, big data, cloud computing, cybersecurity, Internet of Things, machine learning, as well as other training themes. The Digital Talent Scholarship Program 2019 itself is a human resource development program conducted by Indonesian Communication and Information Technology Ministry as part of National Priority Development Program. The scholarship program is a support from Indonesian government in developing national digital economic ecosystem through scholarship and training on communication and informatics field. The program is expected to elevate Indonesian manpower capacity to be more competitive and to fulfill the need of 4.0 industry. The Digital Talent Scholarship Program 2019 is basically divided into four academies, namely Fresh Graduate Academy, Vocational School Graduate Academy, Coding Teacher Academy, and Online Academy. That's My Indonesia for today.
Berhasil membuatku tak bisa hidup tanpamu. Menjaga cinta itu bukanlah satu hal yang mudah, namun sedetik pun tak pernah kau berpaling dariku. Beruntungnya aku dimiliki kamu, kamu adalah
jadi harmoni saat ku bernyanyi tentang terang dan gelapnya hidup ini. Kaulah bentuk terindah dari baiknya Tuhan padaku. Waktu tak mengusaikan cantikmu, kau wanita terhebat bagiku. Tolong kamu campakan itu. Hal yang mudah, dengan kasih lembut kau pecahkan kerasnya hatiku. Beruntungnya aku dimiliki kamu. Kamu adalah bukti dari kau jadi harmoni saat ku bernyanyi tentang terang dan gelapnya hidup ini. Kaulah bentuk terindah dari baiknya Tuhan padaku. Waktu tak mengusaikan cantikmu, kau wanita terhebat bagi. Tolong kamu jamkan itu.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to visit a place called Batu Cermin Cave in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara. Like an incident in a science fiction book, Batu Cermin Cave, which is also called Watu Cermin by local people, is able to reflect the light on the stone's wall to another area in the cave. Just like a mirror, the cave is unlike other caves, is able to muffle sound, so there is no echo which is caused by the sound. The cave can be accessed from Labuan Bajo around 15 minutes by using car or motorcycle. Its road is relatively smooth. Along the street, your eyes will be spoiled with green hills and trees. At Batu Cermin Cave, visitors can visit a restaurant and parking area, which is quite wide. After buying tickets, visitors should walk around 300 meters to access the cave. You don't have to worry to get bored because there is a cluster of shady bamboo trees which will spoil your eyes. Sometimes the visitors will see monkeys, which are hanging on tree or sitting on the left and the right of the road. Batu Cermin Cave has gotten attention for the first time by the world in 1951 due to archaeologist research who was also missionaries from the Netherlands, Theodor Verhoeven. Million years ago, the cave's position was under the sea. In the past, there was earthquake, so that some regions on Flores Island sunk. But there was also some regions arose to the surface. One of them is Batu Cermin Cave. The reflection of the sun at the valley can light up around 60% of the cave. But this moment does not happen every day. It depends on the movement of the earth and position of the sun. The reflection of the light can enter the cave has become the original name of the cave. A 20 to 30 minutes tourism activity in Batu Cermin Cave will make the visitors remember the past story of Flores by witnessing historical heritages such as animals, fossils, and coral reefs that are still well protected. The uniqueness makes tourist attraction never empty of visitors, both domestic and international. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. Thank you for listening.
Pertama kali berjumpa, sepertinya biasa saja.
is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is diare or sakit diare. Next is a conversation about sakit diare or diare. Tony was sick. He was brought by Joko to see a doctor.
Anda terkena diare? Saya akan memberikan resep. Apa Anda punya alergi terhadap obat?
Tidak, dok.
Oke, ini resep obatnya. Oh iya, jangan makan makanan yang pedas dan asam untuk sementara waktu.
Baik, dokter. Terima kasih.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Anda terkena diare. Anda terkena diare, which means you have diare. Saya akan memberikan resep. Saya akan memberikan resep, which means I will give you a receipt. Anda punya alergi terhadap obat. Anda punya alergi terhadap obat, which means, do you have allergy toward certain medicines? Ini resep obatnya. Ini resep obatnya, which means, here is the receipt. Jangan makan makanan yang pedas dan asam untuk sementara waktu. Jangan makan makanan yang pedas dan asam untuk sementara waktu, which means you are not allowed to eat spicy and acid food for a while. Baik dokter, which means yes I am or all right. Thank you. Listener, in the dialogue, the doctor prohibits Tony to eat spicy and acid food. To prohibit someone to do something, you can use the word jangan. Then it is followed by verb. For example, jangan minum air es. Or, you are not allowed to drink iced water. Jangan minum obat itu. Or, you are not allowed to take the medicine. Besides the word jangan, other words which are usually used in the prohibition sentence are dilarang or tidak boleh. For example, Anda tidak boleh mandi dengan air dingin. Anda tidak boleh mandi dengan air dingin, which means you are not allowed to take a bath with cool water. Saya dilarang makan udang oleh dokter. Saya dilarang makan udang oleh dokter, which means I'm not allowed to eat shrimp by the doctor. Now let's follow the use of words jangan, dilarang, and tidak boleh in prohibition sentences. Jangan minum air es. Dilarang minum air es. Tidak boleh minum es, or which means do not think iced water. Saya dilarang minum air es. Saya dilarang minum air es. Or I'm not allowed to drink iced water. Kamu tidak boleh minum air es. Kamu tidak boleh minum air es. Or you are not allowed to drink iced water. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Anda terkena diare. saya akan memberikan resep. Apa Anda punya alergi terhadap obat?
Tidak, Dok.
Oke, ini resep obatnya. Oh iya, jangan makan makanan yang pedas dan asam untuk sementara waktu.
Baik, Dokter. Terima kasih.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Hari ini hari bahagiamu, di sini ku tegarkan hatiku, memaksa setiap langkah dalam senyuman kepedihan. Detik ini akan segera berlalu, namun tidak semua kenangan itu. Terlalu banyak kisah yang tiada usai bagiku. Tiba saatnya ku akhiri semua, ku hapus harapanku selamanya. Akan ku coba terus melangkah walau serpihan perasaan. Bersamamu detik ini akan segera berlalu, namun tidak semua kenangan itu. Terlalu banyak kisah yang tiada usai bagiku. Tiba saatnya ku akhiri semua, ku hapus harapanku selamanya. Akan ku coba terus melangkah perasaan hatiku masih bersamamu.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition, I present a song to you entitled Re Ayo Re from East Java. The song, which was composed by East Haryanto, tells about someone who invites his friends to go to Tunjungan. Tunjungan is the name of street in Surabaya. There are a lot of stores in the area. Going with friends feels good, even though they don't have money. That's part of lyrics of Re Ayo Re. The song Re Ayo Re was firstly popularized by Kroncong Maestro, the late Mus Mulyadi. Well, listener, let us listen to the song entitled Re Ayo Re by Mus Mulyadi. Have nice listening.
Walas, malam minggu, duit gak kaplek. Sir-siran ya turun duit. Senake nemu ni konco-konco awis nanggone prapatan ya loh.
Si bos.
Apa ya, apa kabare?
Eh, bos, mau dilamar.
Re, ayo re, melaku-melaku nang Tunjungan.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.